So, Brendan, looking under the weekend's games ahead of the latest round of fixtures in the Super 8. It's Donegal against Roscommon. Both sides without a win after the opening match. But I suppose we're in a position that we find ourselves in that is no big surprise, because we all thought come this stage, the second round, this was when the Super 8 was really going to start for Donegal.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose people thought we could give Dublin a game. Oh, you know, we did give them a game. And you think of last year, the way they hammered Monaghan, hammered Tyrone. Are Donegal catching up on them? They are, but many people think they kept us at arm's length. I know, obviously, McBerty out, what could we do? We had a couple of goal chances. We had to rattle them with a goal to come back into the game. The biggest plus point is we never give up. You know, in the second half when we were trailing, we come back into the match. So they're the pluses that we have to take out of it. Although, in saying that, Dublin think themselves they must have a few goal chances. But we certainly give them a game, which is a lot of what no team in Ulster did last season.
I know the camp was disappointed they didn't take the one, that's what they went out for, but there was a lot of positives in there, but there's still certain aspects need to be worked on too, Brendan.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, because if you look at it, people thought Donegal changed their style up and go all out attack and could attack. That's not how you play the game. Now, everybody's playing a counter-attack system. If you look at the Ulster final, Donegal and Fermanagh played the same way, but Donegal had better players and therefore blew them away. Now, if you look at Dublin and Donegal, basically played the same way the last night. And because Dublin are that bit better and at the minute have better players, they edged out the game, they kind of controlled the game. So that's the difficult thing now about the Donegal style. But surely we definitely don't throw in the towel. If you think about 2014, when Dublin, a lot was made of them hand passing the ball around, keeping the ball the last day. 2014 was different. You know, we were 4 points down with 5 minutes to go. They had a man down and we never went for the game. The last night when Dublin were keeping the ball, you know, it was a different scenario because there was still 15 minutes left and Donegal were still searching for that goal. If you come out and engage Dublin, then they'll pick holes and you have too many good forwards. So the tactics Donegal had to play is where all the best teams are playing.
Yeah, it was like a game of chess last week. No side really wanted to overcommit, so they didn't, Brendan.
Well, it was certainly a better game than Kerry Galway. I was at that the next game. Actually, it was shocking, you know, when people forget that. People are there. What happens in blanket defence is there, the actual entertainment of it goes completely out the window. And for a team like Kerry with their history, now I can see Galway, they were beaten 6 quarter finals in a row. They were hammered by Kerry last year. I could understand them playing it, but for Kerry then to try and adopt that philosophy, and it was just a shocking game. So I think that's probably where football's at now. Donegal and Dublin certainly wasn't that bad, but it's still, I think, a game that Dublin did control.
What sort of game are we expecting then later today at the Hyde, and what sort of performance are we going to expect from Donegal, and are they really going to go for the juggler from early on? Because if they do that, I think the general consensus is that you could have Roscommon beat early in this one if you can get the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, I don't think Roscommon are certainly there for the taking like that. You know, I'd be very weary of it, you know, having to shift a heavy defeat last game basically at home this season. You know, the pride would have been really dented. Kevin McStay took them into the car. There was no media, straight down the road. All week they've been building up to this, because if they have anything in them for that jersey, they're going to come out all going blazing at us. So I think Donegal have to be very guarded, but I think Bonner and his team have showed this season they're quite shrewd about that. But I think they're definitely a wounded animal and they're at home. Honestly, they have nothing to lose. I think they're going to come at us. So I think we could be in for a rip-roaring encounter, and I suppose that's what everybody wants now. Two teams going at it.
Yeah, is it going to be one of these high-scoring games? We didn't see Donegal score any goals the last day at Croke Park. Is it going to be back to the norm? Maybe Donegal possibly notching up to 17, 18, 19?
Definitely. We hope so. Actually, you think about those previous games. Every game we scored a couple of goals and it killed the opposition. And we were on the opposite end of it last week. It killed us and we didn't respond. Goals are the big thing with teams counter-punching all the time. So, yeah, I expect an entertaining encounter. Roscommon have nothing to lose now. They're just going to go for the juggler. They have to restore some pride. And I think that's why they're a dangerous proposition today. But Donegal will know that. They'll be ready for that. And for us, if we can win and the Dubs beat Tyrone, you know, still game on for the last game, beat Tyrone.
What other options then do Roscommon have? Because last week against Tyrone, they seemed to be all the time looking for Smith, looking for the two murders, and there was no other real options for them that was going to try to get them back in the game when they conceded those goals.
I think, in fairness to them, Austin, they faced a really well-drilled Tyrone team. You know, they've been doing this for year upon year. They suffocated the life out of them. I mean, the week before they played a brilliant encounter with Armagh and the two teams went at it, and maybe they went in on the falsehood of trying to play the same game, as you said, just playing the same tactics. In fairness, that was a serious Tyrone defensive masterclass, you know, and you just wonder how will they now play Dublin. But certainly for Roscommon, they're not going to come up as rigid a defence with Donegal today. I would imagine it'll be more open, which will give them more opportunities because they have good forwards.
Yeah, they have good forwards. What about defensively? If Donegal get this running game going, which we've seen them play excellently through the summer and particularly in the Ulster Championship, how are they going to try and stop that? Because it was a disaster for them last week when they tried to counter it.
Yeah, but I think once you're sucked into that counter-attack, thrown in or breaking into space, and Roscommon just haven't got that wherewithal to deal with that, and the power of the Tyrone. Tyrone are a powerfully fit athletic team, you know, and they looked right on the money last week, but I think the biggest thing for Roscommon is once he threw on the towel, the scoreline was irrelevant, you know. Once a team throws it in, it could go into any amount of scoring. So for them today, they'll want to restore pride, stay in the game, and I don't think Donegal will be as rigid in defence. They're going to go out and try and outscore Roscommon, so I think in many ways it'll open up and it'll give their forwards a chance to score.
Are Roscommon that bad a team and are Tyrone that good a team when it be 18 points?
Yeah, as I say, I think it's, you think about Roscommon last year, you know, when they give Mayo a good game the following week, Mayo absolutely annihilated them. And once they realise there's a softness to this Roscommon team, which I wouldn't want to say them before the dressing room, I think there's a softness to them that once they start to lose, if you look at Donegal, when Dublin pulled away from them last week, 6 or 7 points, Donegal didn't throw in the towel, they steadied the ship and they kept coming. For a team like Roscommon now, I don't think they really know themselves in a big game yet. So the Super 8s were huge for them, but it's showing up the old failures that they're not a proper team yet, that they can't handle a tight battling game like they were playing with Tyrone last week, like Mayo last season. They get absolutely blown away. So for them today, it's pride that they have to restore, and pride's a big thing, you know, when it comes to GAA. They're at home, they've got brilliant support, and they're going to think, right, if we can get something back here, they can put that down to a bad day, much as Tyrone did last year to Dublin. It was just an off day. So if they can steady the ship and get a victory here, it'll still be a massive turning point for them.
And ask you a question there as well. Are Tyrone that good a team? Are they now an 18 team? Have they moved on from where, an 18 point winning team? Have they moved on from where they were last year?
I think they have moved on. Actually, we're still not sure yet until today is the big marker. Right. You know, people can pull out holes in Roscommon and say that they're not there yet. You know, they're obviously back in Division 1, but they haven't counted themselves as a serious championship team yet. Yes, they gave Galway a good game in the Connacht final, so you thought they were kind of coming. A lot of people thought it would be tight for Tyrone last week, so the manner of victory, you know, was unbelievable, but yet the real question is going to be answered today. How far have Tyrone come? Is the scars of last year still there? Mm. How does Mickey Hart play it? If he sits defensively today like he did in Croke Park, there's no doubt in Dublin will win it. So in many ways, Tyrone have to open up today. But that's something they've been afraid to do. If they play with fear, Dublin will beat them.
How up will Dublin be for this game, given it's the first one out of Croke Park in the Championship in a very, very long time, and the entire country is questioning the All-Ireland Champions before they're going into this one?
Yeah, well, the whole Croke Park thing's massive, and I think that people now, Jim Gavin's coming down here and he plays the game very well in media, you know, playing it down, the fact that they're going out of Croke Park. I think it's 10 or 11 years since they've played out. But the whole thing of that advantage of Croke Park, if they lose today, everybody will be like, there you go, first time out, you're beat. But for a team that hasn't been beat now in so long, they need a challenge. And this, you can imagine that dressing room before. If this game was in Croke Park, the dressing room would be at a certain level. This dressing room's going to be buzzing in Oma, the Dublin dressing room. They're going to say, right, we're going to show all the doubters that we're not a team that Croke Park gives us 3 or 4 points. We're going to come here to Oma and beat a Tyrone team that's coming off the back of a brilliant result. So I think that makes that for a very interesting game, but a real test for Dublin, but it's a test that they'll want.
Yeah, and is Tyrone going to change things then from what we've seen them do so far this year?
I think if they sit too deep, Dublin will pick them off because they're not a Roscommon, and we've seen what they did last year. There's still going to be some doubts in the back of their mind. You know, Healy Park, I suppose, isn't a big fortress to them, but still it is a ground that Dublin, you know, aren't regular playing championship on. So you'd think it's going to give them some advantage. And really, they have to get about them. If they sit back and just let Dublin own the ball, Dublin will pick them off. So in many ways, Hart has to open up and engage them, but he hasn't been doing that.
Yeah, I suppose it's fair to say as well that we're here now in the height of the summer, in the middle of the Super 8s. hands down, this is the biggest game of the championship, the football championship so far, Brendan?
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose we're all wondering how these Super 8s, and we're all excited about them. And it was a bit, not the greatest of occasions last week in terms of games and people coming to watch the games and people leaving during them. You know, you thought a lot of people might want to sit and watch Galway, Kerry. And I think most of Kildare and Monaghan, I'd say they all left, and maybe some of the Kerry Galway. It was such poor fare. I think it was 24 odd minutes and it was 3-2, you know, shocking stuff, Oisin. So we need a few games to really lift it off. These are the games we look to do. Last week there was no major excitement, I don't think, in any of the games, you know. So I think we need a couple of big games. So I think we're going to get serious excitement at the Hyde now, and the same in Healy Park, and that's what the championship needs, because, you know, we keep waiting for it to catch fire. It certainly hasn't done it yet.
Yeah. And the other group, just briefly, Brendan, Galway are sitting now as firm favourites to come out of that as the winners of the group. They're going to play Kildare tomorrow. You would feel Galway would have too much for Kildare in that one.
Yeah, you would. I think for Kildare, is this six weeks in a row championship? Yeah. You can't do that. It's not possible. You know, people look at different codes and different things. Championship football requires a massive recovery and ability to step back up into that zone that you're playing championship football. You can't do that every week. And there's no doubt, I've watched Kildare a few times this season. You know, we obviously seen them in Ballyshannon, but it was at their game in Derry and it was their game in Navan. They're absolutely flying both days, and I just seen a wee dip. And it's no doubt that Monaghan, that game was in the melting pot the last 10 minutes, and Monaghan pulled away that bit of freshness. So I think again this week, even though we're at home, it's going to be hard for them to lift it, but this is do or die, I suppose, for Kildare. So still makes for an interesting, I don't think Galway are any way unbeatable. You know, I think Kerry were so poor last week and it still took them to the end of the match to pull away, so I'm still not convinced about Galway now. Kildare at home, but as I say, that ask them to play every week, it's too much.
Are Kerry going to be hurting just like Roscommon after the beat they took last week? They'll be disappointed with their performance, but going into the game of Clonus, can Monaghan pull off an upset and book a place, virtually book a place in the semi-finals?
Yeah, it's funny how the season can change. You know, one minute Monaghan's on the up, beating Tyrone, and then they lose to Fermanagh, and the questions all come out about Clerk and this and that. Then they get on the run again. They're in the Super 8s. Were worthy winners last week. I thought they played the game really well, used their subs well. You know, there's something about this Monaghan team. They seem like on days they have the full package, and then the odd day they'll drop off. But certainly their record against Kerry is first class. You know, Kerry can never seem to beat them. I think it's the last six encounters, league and championship, Monaghan's got the better of them. So they'll be thinking of Clonus, definitely. And for Kerry last week, they were so poor. So many of the players didn't operate. And after the likes of Big Donoghue last year destroying Galway with his height and his ability, they didn't put him on. I just don't know about Fitzmaurice. They had seven debutants going into the Munster Championship. That's a lot, you know, to get a settled team again. Because they had such poor opposition, nobody knew where Kerry were, but you still thought with Ganey, with O'Donoghue, what do you call you? The new guy in there?
Clifford,
yeah. Sorry, his name just left me. Yeah. I mean, Clifford had what, 1-5 and just living off scraps, basically. So, you know, if they properly gave those three players ball, you'd think that they would be too much for any team. Yet they played with fear and they played within themselves, and that eventually gave them the result that they deserved. So, I don't know where Kerry's at. I don't think they have a say in this championship now. And everybody was saying the Super 8s, they'd be the one team maybe to put it up to Dublin after what we've seen last week. Certainly not.
Just finally then, back to our own group 2, how do you see it come the end of the day? It's Donegal against Roscommon on the Hyde, and Tyrone are hosting Dublin. What's the group going to be like at the end of the day, do you think?
Well, we'll be supporting the Dubs today for one. Sorry to the Tyrone crowd, hey, but if they won, that spells the end of us. So you know, I still think it's wild hard to call Dublin and Tyrone. Hey, there's so many things can happen in that game. I still would have an edge for Dublin, simply because they're going to relish the challenge. And I think today this is going to come down to a couple of points between us and Roscommon. And I think we just have that wee bit of extra firepower and the experience we have throughout the spine of the team, and a couple of subs we have to come on. I think we can just edge this one. So I think both games will come down to a couple of points. Dublin and Healy Park, us and the Hyde.